Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's get you updated on all the big stories this morning. There is a poll out this morning about how people feel about the Swift-Kelce engagement. 72% of respondents say, I don't care.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I mean, I can see, like, not care. I mean, I cared initially,
care.
Right?
Well,
but,
why?
Like...
Why'd you because care?
Well, we're in pop culture. We talk
we're
about it.
No, but did
culture,
it affect your daily life?
It did not, but I'm so happy that Taylor found someone in this crazy, crazy world. Like, dating is hard, and I can't imagine dating for Taylor Swift is any easier. So I'm happy that she found someone. They seem happy. And outside of playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, I like Travis Kelce, too. You know?
I think it's cute.
Like
it's fine. We saw this coming a mile away. I talked about it when they first got together. I made a bet with somebody that said they're going to get married, and it happened. We'll see if he pays up. There is this stat, though, talking about, well, people must love it because the original post was reposted more than a million times, which is a record. And they did that in 6 hours, which it is a record for Instagram. Okay, a million times it was reposted.
Yeah.
But is that even a million people? It could have been news stations in there and businesses and who knows what.
Your mom.
It doesn't
like
say
everybody.
It doesn't necessarily mean it was a million people that reposted it.
Yeah.
It was just businesses and stuff glomming onto it, radio stations, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. Instagram,
so it's still not that big a deal.
Didn't Instagram come out with repost like last week?
Yeah.
The repost option. So it's like one of the newest things you can do, and it was done a million times. That's pretty crazy.
Well, and I think also it's just not, because though, people think it's going to garner them a lot of likes and attention for their page. I think that was the main driving force.
It is.
Absolutely.
I made a graphic to promote our happy hour.
Yeah. Like everybody grabbed onto that and made some kind of content hoping that it would go viral because that's what people do, you know? So I don't think, you know, I think I think the initial sharing and, you know, popularity of the post has a lot to do with that.
Yeah. And a million people reposted it.
Yeah.
Say it was a million people, Katie Cat.
Yeah.
We have 340 million people living in the United States. So 339 million people didn't care and they didn't repost it.
Yeah. No, you make a good point.
I mean, really, it's not that big a deal. Anyway, sources are saying that the wedding's going to be casual, just a small ceremony with family and friends. Do we believe that?
No.
Or is she going to go full Jeff Bezos on it?
No, see, I thought she was going to do something like this. Taylor Swift is not the type to have the massive, you know, elegant, elaborate wedding.
Intimate, a little
intimate.
Really, her tour was ridiculously
elaborate.
Yes, but that's
a tour. That is literally for the fans. Yeah. This wedding is for her.
Yeah.
And Travy.
Trav. Several food-related businesses have been offering engagement deals. Of course, like Katie said, everyone's glomming onto this.
Yeah.
DoorDash did something like 13% off because that's Taylor's favorite number. Papa John's is offering a deal if your name is Taylor or Travis. So
people
are just jumping on this for
their
own
crazy
benefit,
this
right?
This is bigger than the royal wedding.
It is.
Like,
goofy.
What is happening?
It is.
Goofy.
I hate this social media world. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it is all about the likes, you know?
Is crazy.
There's the intent behind it is always so scattered because
the
you know, end game is always let's get a lot of likes.
It's so funny.
Period.
Oh, what a world we live in, man.
I know, you kind of want to reevaluate like
what's
important in your life when you see things like this.
Like I said the other day, I had someone call me, she was crying. Like what is important in your life? Like, oh,
You need to go, like, be with your friends. Go out. Touch enjoy grass. Your life. Like, quit worrying about likes and posts on social and live your life. The odds of you being on this planet, God, I should post that video. It's like one in
you should.
Two quintillion or whatever. It's
it puts it in perspective.
It really puts it into perspective. Like, you're so lucky to be here.
Mm-hmm.
The odds of you being on this planet is insane. And this is how you're using your time. Anyway, let's talk about the Backstreet Boys.
Let's do it.
The Backstreet Boys are winning big in Sin City. So get this. The band is grossing about $4 million a night for their ongoing residency at the Sphere. They said there's not much overhead expense that's involved being there on a residency. They had to drop about $7 million up front for all the graphics that they use in that building and the sound and everything. But they've more than made up for it, they said. On top of it, you're selling 17,000 seats a night. There's VIP tickets, platinum tickets, travel packages. They all go into the same pot for their profits.
Jeez.
And they're not having to drive semis around and go from place to place and hire, you know, truck drivers and a massive crew to get it all done. Their bottom line is just the cash rolling in.
A residency is
a
brilliant
just
idea.
Sitting there.
Like, for those people that do that, the Vegas residency, I'm sure, like, I remember Celine Dion kept doing it for years and years, and I'm sure she just made, I mean, the amount of money you make when you don't have to pay crews like that, that's insane.
And not to mention, I've seen the videos and pictures from this
concert.
It looks like a hell of a concert.
It's really cool.
They are performing and putting on a hell of a show.
Have you seen the end, what they do, how their whole stage rises to, like, halfway up the stadium? Or the arena, whatever you want to call it, and they play I Want It That Way, obviously, and they're floating and just kind of floating around. It's so, I would totally go see them.
I would too.
Yeah.
Josh, you and I can go together.
All right, I'm done.
We'll dress in all white and go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello.
Sorry.
No, Katie, you're not invited.
Okay.
Just Jeremy and Josh.
Boys trip.
Boys trip.
And I'll give you one more thing. I guess we might have all been fooled by this romance. We were guilty of talking about it. Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson.
Oh, are they not?
Apparently, the whole thing was fake.
What?
Why?
It was just a PR stunt to help sell tickets for the Naked Gun reboot.
I feel shocked.
The chemistry was just on camera.
They would leave and go,
get away from me.
I wanted
me.
That
get
for them me. So bad.
I love that for them.
I really did. I wanted Pam to be with Liam Neeson.
But
like,
I Neeson. Love this.
Neeson, yes.
I love this because it is so, like, Naked Gun, you know, because it's like slapstick.
It is.
It's a parody, you know, and they got us.
They did.
Just to
they
help,
looked like they were in love.
Just to help with the movie. They got us. It was
all
fake.
They're actors, so.
I like it.
They did
good,
a good
actors,
job.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Not mad at it.
Josh, you have any sports stuff?
I do, yeah. This is actually really funny and has a Colorado tie-in with it. We know who Ralphie is, right? The CU Buffalo that runs around the field and stuff. Well, Ralphie 6. They've had Ralphie 6 for 4 years now, and they have had problems with this. So all the Ralphies are actually females because the men, they run too fast. They're way too quick. So the females run a little bit slower.
What are you trying to say, Josh?
The female buffaloes run a little bit slower.
Okay.
And the male buffaloes will kill you. So that's the second thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so this Ralphie is being retired this year very quickly at a very young age, too. And simply because she doesn't like running. She is so unenthusiastic.
It's like your daughter, Katie.
She just doesn't like being told what to do.
Seriously.
I get it.
They
don't tell me to run.
The last time they did was for the CU Buffaloes postseason game that they had, their bowl game last year.
Yeah.
She literally walked 3/4 of the entire thing. And you see the team, the Ralphie team, trying to pull her and coax her into running and get her going. And the team makes it try to look like she's running, so they're kind of like hopping along with her. It was so embarrassing. She just walked. Just
it's like, what are
like
you
it.
Doing, Jake? Stop.
So, seriously. So they are instantly retiring her, and Ralphie 7 is being trained right now, but they won't have
that.
Ralphie 7 in time
Ralphie
to start the season.
Ralphie 6 hates exercise.
Ralphie 6 hates it.
No,
hates
Ralphie
moving.
6, Ralphie 6 doesn't like to be told what to do. I bet you if she was just asked, you know, or just got to run on her own, she'd do it no problem.
She probably
but
would.
Well, it's the fact that they told her to run that she was like, yeah, whatever.
She will live out the rest of her days in a nice little Buffalo reservation thing. So she's going to have a nice life. She's going
to
live.
She just wants to lay on the couch and watch Dateline.
She's like,
you know,
Ferdinand
what?
The Bull.
What's wrong with that, Jer?
Just stop and smell the
Who
flowers.
Who is this Buffalo? My mother-in-law?
Put her out to pasture for real.
It's so funny. She literally just didn't feel like running, so they're retiring her.
That. She's awesome.
So good. Ralphie 7 will be ready by
Salute
the middle
to
of this
Ralphie
year.
Six.
So. So I know. Ralphie That's 6. Awesome. Good for you.
Katie, what's the local stuff?
All right. Well, yesterday, did you see this? I-70 shut down both directions. This was like near the Morrison exit because of a hydrolonic acid. No, that. Hydrochloric acid.
Okay.
Yeah. Hydrolonic is what I put on my face.
Hydrochloric.
That's right. Yeah. So, but it was closed for almost 4 hours because of this big tanker that spilled over.
Jeez.
And yeah, it was a hazmat issue. They had to people come out. I had to have people come out and clear everything up. And again, when you shut down I-70 in both directions like that, that's going to cause some backup. So the pictures of it are pretty insane. Pretty nuts. Did you hear about the new community hub on Auraria campus? So the old one, it was the Tivoli, right, Josh?
Yes,
where everyone
I believe
would come
it was.
And, you know,
Tivoli
you know.
Square.
It was Tivoli, yeah, because I went down there for school. And, yeah, you'd go hang out there and have a beer or do some work and get tanked while you try to do your chemistry homework.
Yeah, and I remember they had, like, closed it at one point. But now Quadside Tavern is projected to open September 22nd. So this looks really neat for the students. They've got, like, themed seating areas. They have a scholars lounge is what they're calling it, along with light-filled study zones and an intimate conversation nook. That sounds
for
fun,
sakes.
Right? But on top of that, they're also going
to
have
just
like
a place to go drink.
Nights.
Yeah, what?
I know, well,
intimate conversation?
Study and drink and just, you know, converse with your fellow students. Like, it's going to be a whole little community spot there for them, and I like
we'll
that.
Talk psychology.
There's, like, you know, a whole little,
a
you
martini.
Know, the campus in itself. Like, we were talking off-air, Jer, how they have housing down there now, and so to have something within walking distance,
you can go
to where,
stumble your way back
home.
Yeah,
you can get your drink on, and
can go and hang out and study if they need to, and also again, the
grab a study buddy and
I
get back to your place.
And studying,
you know,
that helps you remember.
Why not? Like,
pardon me.
So, cornhole
with your study buddy.
With your study buddy.
I meant to go out there and have fun. Right? They're going to have all kinds of stuff, and again, September 22nd, Quadside Tavern. That's when it'll be.
We can go
up.
Check it out. Let's go down there and get a Dr. Pepper.
Why not? Right? They're going to have
in one of the conversation lounges.
Yeah. They're going to have some small plates as well, so you can get your grub on.
Finger
I know.
Foods, Jerry.
Watch them give you like the tiniest little plate. You can put like one chicky nuggy on there.
It's
a teeny tiny little plate.
Thank you. This was $7.99.
They weren't joking. These truly are small plates.
They really are. Hey, more college news. CSU is going to start allowing pets on campus. Yeah.
That's good.
They said small pets, so under 40 pounds, so a lot of cats. You'll probably see out there and little itty bitty doggies, but this actually is only in designated spots. So, of the 11 residence halls out there at CSU, three of them they will allow students to bring their furry friends to. So,
that's my you know, I'm an alumnus
of you are.
CSU, and I just feel like
you don't like
we're
it?
Already so distracted. Why are we bringing pets to? To class and on campus with us.
Well, they just in your room. Like, you don't have to bring them to class.
Okay, so it's just in your room?
For people who
have, lock
them
up for the day while you have classes all day.
And also,
what if you get paired with a random roommate and they're like, hey, I'm bringing my cat? I'd be like,
it's allowed.
My little chihuahua.
In the certain residence halls, you just have to be prepared for it.
This is my therapy chihuahua.
I wonder if it's a residence hall you sign up to go live in and know you're like, I'm
no, exactly. Like, the three specific ones are designated for the animals.
Okay, people love their pets.
No, I hate this.
No, but it's going to help also. Like, come
focus
on students,
your school
but
and your
students
learning.
Students have a lot of anxiety and pressure,
oh,
and
God,
this
Katie.
Is going to help with that. I'm telling you, like, when you pet,
you're
going to
have
dog,
more anxiety.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Say
knowing that
so
you've got to get back to your room
no.
to let your dog out when
no,
you've been
no, no.
in class for 8 hours.
No,
go
you
to the
get
next story.
Into a routine. It's fine. When you pet an animal, immediately your anxiety levels lower.
Katie, it's college. They're petting each other.
Don't you argue with science,
petting.
Jeremy. I'm telling you.
And don't you,
you
know these colleges have installed those cry rooms now? When you're having a bad day, you can just go cry in the little room.
You can go pet your cat
tell you
in the cry
about
room.
What my college did.
Pardon me?
What? That's what they're doing. Go pet your cat in the cry room. That'll make you feel all better. Okay.
They're
so
already doing that in college, Katie.
There's a lot of cat petting
well,
in
now,
my college days.
In three housing residences, you can. That's what
I
they're
hate
saying.
This. This is dumb.
Okay.
I remember which sororities did a lot of cat petting.
Oh, stop. Move on.
Let's go. All right. Another Katie from CU Aerospace. She's a CU Aerospace student. She's also a bad mamma jamma on the rock wall. So she climbed the American Way in Kyrgyzstan.
You bet.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So yeah. Okay. So this place is a thank you, Josh. Is a little bit bigger than El Capitan. So Katie, she's 20 and she grew up climbing in Colorado. She spent 3 days scaling this brutal wall, and oh my gosh, it was pretty crazy too.
Have you seen what they slept on though? Like what they
terrifying.
Actually look like?
No,
it's terrifying.
Like the little
cot
thing. Ledge that they showed
it's
was
terrifying,
maybe a foot wide, and
it's
she's
like
saying
a terrifying.
She's saying they hang. From the rock wall as they
You've never
sleep.
Seen this before?
Oh my gosh. It terrified me.
Terrifying.
Like, I'm all about being outside and stuff, but this is, I can't do the rock climbing.
The worst part is with that, too, is you're hanging on this ledge and you wake up in the morning and you got to go poopy time and you got to do it on the edge of the ledge with a little bag or, you know.
So you don't ever want to fall behind with your rock climbing group is what you're saying.
No,
you want to be ahead of everybody.
Yeah, you do.
Every time.
You're going to be dropping it like it's hot.
I just can't even imagine. Like, I don't even like sleeping on the top bunk because I'm afraid I'm going to fall off. Like, can you? Oh, just
that's a special kind of person that can do that.
Dangling off
climb
the mountain as
you
you're
this,
sleeping.
Katie?
Thousands of feet. And
it's insane.
Sleep on the side of the mountain. It's nuts.
Insane.
That's so
but,
much trust in the ropes.
And again, the fact that it takes 3 days. So she had to do that three times climbing up this massive rock wall. And again, as she said, you're bringing all your stuff with
and
you.
She probably brought her emotional support cat with her, too, because of all that anxiety of being
you
up so high.
You want to pet that kitty after you do all that.
Where's my 40-pound dog to save me?
Okay. You know what? Shout out to Katie, though. That's a big deal.
Yeah, she's a rock star.
20 years
old.
She's a beast.
Literally a rock star.
She's a beast.
Yeah, that's crazy. 20 years old.
Beast.
Yeah.